There's so much in the spirit realm going on now that I have to inform you about some things, what your assignments are. Things will be a little different tonight and things that I'm about to tell you. Turn to John 10:10 and Matthew 11:27. First of all, you are not a local intercessor. You are not just interceding for this local church. Because of the call that is on this ministry, people all over the world, you're praying for people all over the world to catch on what God is saying at this time for his church, both apostolically and prophetically. So your interceding is not just about the service. Bertha, father, was my pastor. You don't talk to him no more than a few minutes before he started talking about Jesus. I came up the same way. The Lord have called me this afternoon to go deeper in the spirit. And sometimes people cause you to compromise. They don't want to talk about Jesus. And you become social with them. And so there's some depth God wants to go. Now, the words pioneer, pathfinder, pace setter, those words are sort of new to the church because we come to church and go back home. But the body of Christ at large are held accountable for what goes on in this little place in Darrell. The Lord is calling them out. Joyce Parker, she's not here, but she's supposed to be an intercessor for this church. She's supposed to be an intercessor. She's supposed to be here because I never met her grandfather. But the few things I know he had to say, I'm spirit. He wanted the people of God to know the truth. And so in a few moments, I'm going to call you to the altar. But you see that verse, John 10:10, is a ineffective prayer, ineffective scripture without prayer. That scripture cannot come into fruition without intercession. A thief can't be stopped without somebody praying. The vision of this church is in Acts chapter 6. We'll give ourselves to prayer and the ministry of the word. You can't just minister the word. You gotta because the prayer take you into the realm where the word can be revealed to you. Now, the yoke of sickness and disease has been taken on by the church, and they're wearing it. We're going to intercede tonight. We're interceding. We're going to come out of that yoke of sickness and disease. There's no other way out. There's a yoke that they've been placed, and the church went in on that yoke too. Now, if you look at, he said, the thief comes up to steal, kill, and destroy. That's one of the main ways he's getting to church now. I'm a pastor. I've been pastoring a long time. I've seen some good people die ahead of time. I've seen some of my daughters who served me real strong die ahead of time. They just couldn't make the shift they needed to make. I know some of them were offered to be the shift to be made by plumb strangers, and they couldn't do it. So there's no such thing as abundant life without help. Amen. See, this is the area you have us on now. There's other areas you're going to take us in. But he wanted to get on there. There's no such thing. You cannot tell me you have abundant life if you don't know how to walk in your health. You don't know how your body functions. Okay. So we're interceding by that, stopping the thief from stealing, killing, and destroying God's people with sickness and disease, and that God's people might walk in abundant health. The next thing is, then Matthew 11:27, turn there if you will, and then I'm going to ask you to come to the altar. We're going to start moving and praying in those areas. The things of God, if you look in the 27th verse, the things of God works only by revelation. Revelation cannot be imparted without prayer. Prayer make the preparation for the revelation. I can preach as good as I want, and every one of y'all can preach as good as you want. If there's no prayer, you're not going to be able to get there. Paul talked about the women that were with him and how they held him up for him to do what he did. Going in certain areas that the average person never went into. Now you notice that it said Revelation in that 27th verse. Is that right?
Yes,
it said he revealed. Said a man can't know unless the Lord reveal it to him.
Yes, sir.
See, that word is very important. So the revelation of not being sick and being well has to be revealed to the body of Christ. Can't whip it in them. You can't. Okay, how many scriptures you give them, they're not going to work. Got to be revealed. So I'm believing that he's going to start having dreams and visions. And God going to go in their room and show them. Whatever it takes, I believe God will back us up as we pray tonight. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And then notice Jesus invite us. Well, I got to take you to another scripture for you to really understand it. Go back to Isaiah 10:27. He talks about a burden there. He talks about a yoke there.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Uh-huh. See, Isaiah 10:27, right? And know the burden will be removed and the yoke will be destroyed because of the anointing.
Yes.
Nothing stirs the anointing up more than prayer. Now, you know, a congregation may not understand the preparation that is made for them. All the people on the line, thousands of people on the line, many of them don't know the preparation that have been made for them so they can hear properly. That's where the intercessors come in at. All right? That's why Jesus went in the Garden of Gethsemane before he went to the cross to pray. You remember that, right?
Yes.
All right. So now, so what we're praying about, and keep your pen and pad, which one you're praying, your Bible, whatever, is that this yoke of destruction and these burdens that been heavily on people who really love God. And they prayed and they said, but yet didn't have the revelation they need to walk out of it. Miracles, signs, and wonders will start flourishing in a few moments all over the world. He's big enough.
Oh, yes, he is.
We have to be small enough to know he's big enough. Are you understanding? Because if we think we got to do it, it'll never get done, all right? Now, the exchange now. You're praying about an exchange from the burden of sickness and disease, the yoke of sickness and disease for the yoke of Jesus. My yoke is easy and my burden is light. Of health and free of sickness and disease. You're going to take miracles, you're going to take signs, you're going to take wonders, you're going to take revelation, you're going to take anointing. But it's all there. So tonight we're really praying about getting from under those yokes. And but you see, what happened, then I'm trying to close, what happened when you get from under a yoke and you don't have a yoke on, the other yoke can come back. That's why Jesus said, take my yoke upon you.
Yeah.
See, when you got my yoke on, the other yoke can't get on. You see, that's what we're praying about. Not only that the yoke be destroyed and the burden be lifted, but the enemy can't bring it back. Without enlightenment, without an anointing, without an expectation, he can bring it back. Our job as intercessors is to create a climate and an atmosphere for God's people that he can receive it right. Not just an emotional thing, but it's a reality. I don't ask you to come to the altar, we're going to start praying. I'm from those voices. From those voices. John 10:10, Matthew 11:27, I think through 30. What's the other one I give? Isaiah 10:27, right? And so the yoke of sickness and diseases, as intercessors, we come against it.
Amen.
Even in your own body.
Amen.
Have expectation while you're praying. You pray in the spirit, you pray in the English, but you pray ready, you pray listening. See, some people pray deaf. You do all the talk. No, listen, because he'll say something. And then he's told me to challenge you that you're now a worldwide intercessor.
Amen.
Now, I got some girls here. Them girls anchored in this thing. I know who they are. But that's what the Lord's been putting them around me for all this time, to get this job done. You know, some people look dull at you when you go to teaching on health too much and wealth too much, but they just don't understand that God wants his church, a remnant of his church, to be in place in these last days. Father, we just thank you and praise you as we come together as a team, recognizing that as intercessors, we have the apostolic and the prophetic upon us for not only the local church at Word of Life, but around the world. We've got pastors and ministries on us. We thank you. We give you all the glory and all the praise. Thank you for these men and women of God who knew how to get a hold of you. Speak to them. Tell them things that they need to hear. Just give us victory during this time of prayer. We just praise your name. Find your place. Shato kora la basa. Kota tala basha ke tere mo kusha. Uro baba sata. Kata we na Lord, you must increase in this area. Shata tala la basa. We looking to you. We decreasing so you can increase. Kata la la ba 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 sata. Kora ba 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 ba. We switching yokes. Sha-ta-ta-ta, this yoke been on the body of Christ long enough. This burden of loved one dying early been on us long enough. Sha-ta-ta-ba, you provided. Ta-la-la-ba-ba, you provided, you decided. Sha-ta-ta-ba, it's already paid for. Ka-ta-ta, these intercessors, we pray together. You say if two or three of us gather together in your name, you hear us. Ka-ta-ta, we're more than two or three here. Ta-ta, we pray in the night, we pray for the whole world. We pray for the body of Christ at large. We pray for ministers. God, that they'll live out their lives and fulfill their course. We pray every demonic power that is against the revelation is shut down. We're searching for your direction every moment, every day. Kora babru babu iskanale skondesh ken robras kuri torora chikuri. Adala, we shut that gate. We shut that door. We shut that window where the enemy been coming through. Adala babu sukuchete. Thoughts. Inge dorora babu sata. Adala babu sukuchete. Open up for the world. Open up for the body of Christ at large. Open up for ministers in the pulpit at large, that they see to teach the congregations. May everybody under the kotele, everybody here praying, you hear your voice. Atata baba kota chikita korora baba sata tata. May the anointing destroy the yoke of sickness and disease. That akasha kata ro basta ka ro baba sikita ro kushika tata. Well, I see it. Oh my, oh my, yes sir. Oh my, yes sir. Katata ra ko she titty. Don't ko she titty to ko she titty. Ruba ba sa tata. Write this down, it's about to help you pray. He said to me, many of my favorites died ahead of time. God said that. Many of my favorites died ahead of time. In other words, I had more fun to do. Basically, it's about sickness and disease. And we'll be praying that we ourselves and everybody, God, the whole body of Christ, we hear this, how to get from under that sickness and disease and live out their full life. Many left us ahead of time. God had more in them for us. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Now, it's not going to happen. You can't live a normal life and go what we're praying about now. You can't live a regular life with regular people. What we're praying about, it's a cutting edge. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory to God. And there's an anointing. You sense the anointing?
Oh, yes, sir.
Well, the atmosphere and the climate has to be conducive to elevation and revelation.
Yes, sir.
The revelation gets you ready for manifestation. Then, beyond manifestation, he'll start demonstrating himself in health in different parts of the world, in this church, because we're going to have to be an example.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
He chose us to be an example.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Lord.
See? Now, so you know you don't have satanic powers against this, because he don't want you to live your full life. Because you might say something good to somebody.
Lord, that's right.
So it takes an anointing, see, to destroy the yoke. Go back to Isaiah 10:27. It's pretty at a wall. Shatara robaba shikata. Robaba satara kashata. Didi buru satari shata. Look at it and pray it. Hasata ta ta. Thank you, Father. Shadaraba Sakashi. Ura Baba Siti Tidi. Imbom ri Iburu Baba Sikit. Ruba Siti Tidi. Rukushi Tidi Tidi. Destroy that yoke. Talata Tarakasha. Thank you, Lord. Talata Tarakosha Tarakasha. Tatarakasha. Shata ta ta da kasha da koshata. Rabba ba 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 ba. Da kasha ta ta ta. Now read it one phrase at a time. You see that punctuation mark. And feed on that. Feed it on that way. He says, and it shall come to pass in that day.
Yes, sir.
See, you won't stop there and pray a while about that. The day is here, you see. Because Jesus, in 1 Peter 2:24 and Matthew 8:17, Isaiah 53:5, is wounded for our transgression, proved out in the chastisement of Peter on with his stripes were healed. So Jesus, that was that day when Jesus manifested that. So today here,
yes, sir.
The church, we're under that day.
Yes, sir.
And he won't keep us on another day, but we're under that day.
Yes, sir.
We can walk in help and walk in deliverance and victory. And anything you're addicted to, you can get away from it. He had the power to break addiction too. If it's gossip, that need to be broken. There's a whole lot of things you have to be concerned about. So I ask you to pray that it's going to come to pass in that day, and with the realization that he was talking about this season, this week, resurrection, that day has come.
Yes, sir.
All right, so now he says that his burden should be taken away from thy shoulder. Well, one of the greatest burdens in sickness and disease. Huh?
Yes, sir.
And his yoke from off thy neck. You see that?
Yes, sir.
And then you pray about it part by part, and the yoke shall be destroyed. Why? But I think the anointing is stirred up more in intercessory than any other time. Prayer. Intimacy with God.
Yes, sir.
You know, letting the, oh my.
Oh, yes.
Being touched by God.
Oh, yes.
You're not prayer. I've spent thousands of hours in prayer. Prayer is for lack of a better word, that's my baby. Just you and him. Time you feel his hand landing up on your shoulder.
Yes,
you got to spend time with him now.
Yes,
See, the anointing cannot function without prayer. I don't care how many scriptures you know. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
And when the anointing is present, the only word I can hear is wipe out time. Anything that is malfunctioning, the anointing will wipe it out. So go ahead and pray that a while, looking at it. Tatalo Shoko Talaraba. Isaiah 10:27. Raraba Sako Shikata. Rurubaba Satara Sata. You see. Rubaba Sata. Ketele Moshakata. Rababa. Now, Lord Jesus, help us. Kata to get closer. For men and women around the world. Especially the fivefold ministry gifts. Andalala basho ko ta 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 le de boshat. Kuru ma maneshka naleshka nala moshia. Ura ba 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 sa ta ta ka shoko chete. Turo ko shete de ta 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 ta. Chala yoko shika ta la mancha. Uru ba 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 sa ta la isa. O ma shata. Uru ma ma sa ta. Tala la ba so ko shete de kesh. Rabasa tata ko sheke tara ko shete. Tala la ba ba so ko shete de de. Aj ko shete ko sharat. Dala ta 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 ta. Tara yo so ko. Yo ko shete ko shete ko. Aj de ko shete ko shete ko go. Agu. Agu de ka ba cha cha ko shete. Rabba baba sa ta 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 ta. Sharara baba baba ba sa ta ta. Atala ba sa ka ta ra ka sa ku shiki ta de. Roma ma sa ta 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 ku shiki. Diri di buru baba sa ta ri shiki. Roma sa ta 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 ta. Uma sa ta ta ra ka sa. Sharara ba sa ta 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 ku shiki ta. Roma se ti 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 ti. Roma shaka te di si. Thank you, Lord. Shata la lo ma brosa. Ura ba 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 sa ta lo ko shi ti. Shata ta 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 ta. Now go to John 10:10. Stop him. He got to be stopped. Nobody ever stopped him in this area. He's stealing people's help. Steal, he come to steal, kill, and destroy. He's killing and destroying God-fearing, God-loving people because they don't know how to stand up against it. We got to pray along that area. We call for abundant help in the body of Christ. More abundant. All the walls and the Goliaths got to fall. Shata ta ta ka the Red Seas open up. Tala la ba shoko che de de de. Doro ko sheke tala la ba sa. Ala la ba ra ra ba 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 sa ka ta 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 ta. Oh glory. Ete le le bro sa ta ta ta. Ala la ba 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 ba. Ba 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 ba. I know you're there online. I see you. Kata la la baba shata. Appreciate you. Ala la baba suko tiri di. Kata ta da ha 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 ha. Touch the body of Christ at large, Lord. Crush the pulpits. I pray for fellow yogamans. Atala saki shuko ta da da ba ba ba. We ask for help revival, help revolution. Ndala basuko shiti help restoration. Talala basuko shika talana mama. Kota talala basuko tetiri. Shiridi boru baba baba suko shiri. Delile boru basa ta taraka shakata. Ruma mama sa tarako shiri. Ruma mama ta 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 ta. Turuko shatarata. Ta 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 ra ra ba 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 ra ta 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 Under the ghost of the ghost, the ghost of the ghost, Doro kosha tarala baba soko shidi Rababa sikitele bon kutele bo skiridi. Thank you, Lord. Shatale beribidi shidi. It is in the course of the cash, it is in the rubaba sata. Rababa baba soko shidi. Did it bo satarala soko shidi. Then the ghost of the ghost, the ghost of the ghost. And then la baba soko shidi di 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 di. Oh man. Oh man. Oh man. Shatata no ko shidi. Rabba baba 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 baba. Tala baba saka shata ta 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 ta. Oh man. Shata ta ta. Shatata. You're praying for the whole body of Christ. Shatata, pulpits over the world. Shita aka. Oh. Shatata de Bible. Rasikiziti. Signs, wonders, and miracles. Shata, break forth in the body of Christ. Deliverance. Some was supposed to die, they won't die. Sharada ba shivuta tala la ba shaka tala la ba ba shaka tala la ba ba shaka. Sharada ba 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 ruku shaka parada ba ba shuku. Sharala ba 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 kasa luru cha ta 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 mo mara ta ya. Korora ba ho saka tala la ba. Oh God. Sharada ba 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 ruku shiti di 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 di. Ta 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 ta. Kodara. Shata moka momene momene shibiri buru basa kota yeshikwe shiriri buru babasa ta ziriri moka shiriri buru shi kotarara bosu kosi shere korara babasu su masete ku masete katarala masandroje. She table race. She needed bonuses. Corona. Bring it in, won't be brought. Condemn them, grow the yoke destroyed. Burden removed. Shata, ta, ta, ta. Revelation come forth. Revelation of help. And the label, revelation of Jesus. We give you the glory and the praise now. Oh, 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 ta 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 ka ta ta ra ra ba sa. Affect the whole body of Christ. Sha-ra-ra-ba-sa. Help pastors, ra-ba-ba, teachers and evangelists. Ka ta ta, we pray for them now. Sha ta ah. Now notice in Matthew 11, the word that next to the last word in that verse, Matthew 11:27, second to the last word, that's the only way it's going to happen. And it cannot reveal. And it cannot be happening without what we're doing now. In other words, at large, all the while God had this plan for you to be here, for me to be here, He operates sometimes from the most unlikely places. If you read the Bible, you'll find out. He used sometimes the most unlikely peoples. You read, you'll find out. So, prayer creates a pipeline for revelation. Revelation can't go through an unspiritual line. In other words, what prayer is part prayer. See, the promises are there, but the promises are not activated without prayer. Yep, because you can't have it. Because if you're not in the spirit, if you're not in revelation, God looks like he's working backwards. He's like he's awkward. You can't keep up with him. Because he can't work with your brain. It has to be, he work with your spirit. And so you all don't know what a minister of help you have been all over these years. And you come in here, you know, like the majority don't come, but you all come. It's so important to God. I tell you, he knows you too, that you've been praying, and that's why a lot of breakthroughs have come through in people's lives. So if the yoke of the enemy is not revealed, you will wear it normally. You didn't hear me?
Yes.
Are you listening?
Yes.
See, the enemy yoke has to be revealed, in other words, to expose him.
Okay.
That he don't have a right to do that to you.
Right.
And then when you go on in these verses, you find out that God has a prepared yoke to lift with light burden,
uh-huh.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
And easy, and you have rest for your soul.
Yes.
Look what it says there. Let me pray to finish praying. After the revelation, you can come to me. You can't go to verse 1, the first word in 28, without understanding the reveal part. See, you don't come to me normally. You can't come to me because you feel good. You can't come to me academically. John said, I was in the
Spirit
on the Lord's day. That's when I heard and I saw. Because I was in the Spirit.
Yes,
so just because we gather in here and you bring your Bible and people come, if this place is not, and we always did do it, stirred up with prayer, it'll be fruitful.
Yes,
it's what we're doing now is preparation for any revelation that God want one of us to receive. So it's not by feeling. It's true. See, that's so important, you know how to walk in the Spirit. Be led by the Spirit. The Bible talks about it. The Apostle Paul talked about being led by the Spirit. Now, hopefully you'll be prepared, because a lot of things I'm going to say tonight, oh my goodness, it shook me up. I've heard a lot of stuff in my days, but I mean some clear stuff. We're not talking about no condemning stuff. Don't get yourself all braced. No. We're talking about grace. We're talking about clarity. We're talking about insight. We're talking about knowing how to step in a place and own it. Are you following what I'm saying?
Yes.
So if we look here, when he says, come unto me, all you that labor and heavy laden, oh Lord, how heavy it had been. I will give you rest. Rest can't come without revelation either. Now, then he said in the next verse, take. Now, it takes a certain amount of anointing to do that. Because you take my yoke upon you and learn of me. For I'm meek and lowly in the heart, and you shall find rest unto your soul, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Now, How many of y'all would agree with me that the body of Christ wear a lot of yoke of sickness and disease? Huh?
Yes,
and they act like, to a large degree, there's nothing we can do about it. And see now, when the, in all these years I've been you know, laying hands on folks and nothing with all, and that's proper. But yet, each one of us need to know how to protect ourselves. Because he'll come right back and take it. I mean, if you come to me, I'm anointed. You know, I'm laying hand and doing what the Bible says to do. You get it, but you ain't gonna keep it until it become a revelation to you that I have a right to be healthy. When that pain hit, you need to know how to talk to it. I'm not in agreement with you. And what I need to do to get you out of here in the name of Jesus, what I need to get him out of here, Lord. Pain hit all y'all. Don't let sit there and lie. But they're not, they can bring fear or faith. For the next 2 or 3 minutes, it'll be a little, let's lift our hand. Thank God he heard us. Father, we just thank you now. Oh, Lord. We know we can't do this by ourselves. But I thank you, my brothers and sisters are here. And we will petition you, and we're looking into deeper places in the spirit for the whole body of Christ. Now, Lord, every resistant spirit, every spirit that try to block it, I know in the name of Jesus, by the power of Jesus' blood, is removed now.
Yes,
that sister can hear her word.
Yes,
that brother can hear his word around the world. Thank you so much, Father. Oh, katalali bashad. So we praise you and worship you tonight. We in harmony. We in agreement with the Holy Spirit. We give you all the glory and the honor. What you will work in our midst tonight. What we'll see, what we'll hear, what we'll understand. What manifestation, what demonstration will take place not only here in Darrow, but around the world. All our online members and partners. Oh my God. Thank you so much for this prayer time. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you.